comfort and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Nurture and Support, episode 91 in fact. I am Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter, and back for another week is Kelly.
Hey everybody, Kelly Toole at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter, and glad to be back.
Because that's what we do. We nurture, and we support, and we share the awesome.
That's right. And in fact, I've been trying to do some recent catch-up on keeping some of our blog stuff up to date, the recommendation summary, and Sean Schick is doing some pretty interesting things in creating a database of all our recommendations, so it's going to be interesting to see what comes of that. In the process of doing that, I was following a number of our social media recommendations on the Nurture and Support Twitter account, which included the IMTick account, and shortly after following it, we got a tweet back from IMTick saying, thank you, Nurture. Thank you, Support. So
the tick is always good for some nurturing and supporting.
Yes, with great enthusiasm.
Yes, he is a good, large, blue man in a tick suit. But, unfortunately, my recommendation this week does not involve ticks. It could at a future date, because the good news is this show just got renewed this very day. I thought I was going to have to come on here and tell everybody you need to go watch this show online so it will get renewed. But in looking it up right before we started recording, it got renewed today. So this show is Killjoys. Oh, and nice. I think we've talked about this, Kelly. You haven't watched it yet.
I have not.
I've binged it. Yeah, I haven't been watching hardly any TV lately, and so I started trying to catch up online, because you kept seeing these commercials, and I'd hear stuff on the radio about you can go catch up online. Well, that's sort of a lie, because if you don't catch up fast enough, you miss the early episodes as they start dropping them off of being able to watch the full episode online. But when I started trying to watch it, everything was still up except for the pilot. So I got to see all of the Killjoys on sci-fi.com, and I'll have a link up to that. All of the episodes are still available as of right now. I don't know how long they'll keep them all up, but the entire season is still up on sci-fi.com. So you can go stream it online, which I'm trying to make the most of the internet connection that I have before it potentially goes away. But we'll talk about that later if it happens. So if you haven't paid any attention to this new show that's on sci-fi, I believe it was on Friday nights, it's called Killjoys. And a killjoy is not as non-fun as it sounds. Killjoys is a name for basically some bounty hunters in this little space world that we have going on. So they work for a place called the RAC. They are technically reclamation agents. Killjoys is a slang term for them. They're basically bounty hunters, except for they don't work just for themselves. They sort of work for a company of bounty hunters. So our story revolves around basically three of them. And in the very first pilot episode, because when they did finally put the entire season up online, I got to go back and watch the pilot that I had never seen. So it revolves around a woman named Dutch, who is the leader of this little three-man Killjoys team, and her partner, John. And in the pilot episode, you will be introduced to John's brother, who they sort of have to save from a fighting ring on a slave ship. Now, John is someone that you will know, Kelly, because he's played by Aaron Ashmore, who was Jinx on Warehouse 13. And I know you liked that show.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. He was basically my draw to this show. I've enjoyed his performance in pretty much all of the places that he has popped up. He's popped up in a lot of shows. I had forgotten that he, way back in the day, he was in Veronica Mars a little bit. So that was fun when I looked that up. I was like, yes, I remember him. So he is basically the nerd of this little band, only he can kick ass when he needs to. So I liked the difference that they put into the show in that respect, that the nerd isn't, you know, this weakling that has to hide behind everybody else on the team. But there's a mystery going on within this world. So they basically operate mostly off of a moon that's been terraformed. And basically the entire place is just one big slum. And of course, as in any dystopian society, there has to be a big evil corporation. In this place, it's called simply the company. So they don't call it Amazon. They just call it
the company. Prime.
Yes. So basically the company runs everything and everyone works for the company. So there is a very large, wealthy-ish planet where most of these people originally came from. And there's a deal going on with them that if they work for the company for 7 generations, they get rewarded with getting a plot of land back on the homeworld where they get to basically move up in the world. So you've got all of these people slaving away generation after generation, trying to last long enough to get their kids back to this nice place to live, not this horrible moon that they're basically stuck on. This is where any good killjoy spends most of their time, though, is in the slums of this moon. It doesn't take very long before you figure out very quickly that Dutch, the leader of this group, has a bunch of secrets going on. She has a very mysterious past, and she is a very incredibly kick-ass person. She's got all sorts of skills, not just being able to physically beat up on somebody, but she has class and all sorts of training, and she's rather smart. And it doesn't take very long till you start getting some flashbacks of her as a child. She has apparently run away from a past in which she was trained from a very young age to be an assassin. So this is an ongoing mystery throughout the season of what happened to her, where did she come from, and what's the big secret. And of course, as each episode goes on, you find out a little bit more as that past comes back to get its greedy little fingers on her. So it's a fun sci-fi romp kind of show. I'm not going to go out there and say it's going to just blow you out of the water with all of its sci-fi awesomeness, but it is a fun, enjoyable show that's well worth watching. I've really enjoyed it. It's got a lot of action, and I find the world to be interesting, and I want to know what happened to her. How did she get to the place that she got to? And at the very end of the season 1, they introduced a whole new level of weird factor. So I'm excited that it got renewed today so we can find out what's going on there, because it was really getting pretty interesting towards the end. So I think most of our group of sci-fi watching type people would enjoy the show. I didn't see a lot of commercials for it, but I also haven't been watching a lot of television lately. So it was kind of under the radar for me. So I was happy that they had the episodes up on sci-fi.com so we could watch them, those of us who didn't set the DVR to record it and don't have room on the DVR to record it. So you can get online and you can watch it and maybe sneak it at work because it's all up there. So it's fun. I think you'll enjoy it. I love Erin Ashmore's character. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on, some social commentary, you know, but mostly it's a bunch of action. It's a bunch of capers, you know, little Mission Impossible type stuff going on. It's pretty neat and fun. And I think everybody will find something to enjoy with it. So it's a good watch. I highly recommend it.
Very cool. This is going to be a sci-fi heavy show.
Cool.
You know, my recommendation has connections to it, and my social media recommendation as well. That sounds good, and they're all out online right now. So it's a holiday. You know, this episode will be dropping this Friday, which goes into a 3-day weekend. So you've got nothing but time, folks, to kind of get caught all the way up on Killjoys, which sounds like something I'll be doing.
It's fun.
So very cool. All right, so I'm going to be recommending a Facebook group. I know, Mel, your enthusiasm for Facebook is limited, but we'll talk about it. So I'm going to recommend this specific group. Kind of tied in the recommendation is a general conversation around Facebook groups, as I think they're actually pretty awesome. And maybe there'll be a little side secondary recommendation in there. So my recommendation is there's a brand new, as of today, Facebook group out there that's called Actually Laura Dale is a Very Pleasant Person. and I think everyone, all of our nurture and support folks, need to become members of this group. So first of all, just Facebook groups in general. I get your lack of enthusiasm for Facebook, Mel, in terms of the standard fare of hearing people talk about how hard their life is and this and that and look at me and give me attention and blah, 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 blah. It can be a little wearing. But it is a place where you can get cool Star Wars gifts and occasionally updates on stuff, or a funny video, or a funny duck video, or a cat video, and Facebook groups are there. So, you know, the price of admission is having an account, but once you have an account and you have been invited, and I believe have joined.
Said I was already joined, so I liked it.
Okay.
It said I was already joined. Okay, you joined me up, apparently.
I invited you, I'm a little murky on the whole if the invite goes out, but I think you have to like it before you actually show up as a member.
Okay. Well, I went there. My experience with Facebook is limited, so I frequently get confused. I'm not sure I even know how to post on Facebook anymore. I haven't been an active Facebooker for many years now, actually. So they've changed things. I was trying to filter my friends list the other day and clean out some stuff. And I didn't know what I was doing. I need a Facebook tutorial group. Is there a group for that?
I know there are the course, you know, sitting by the Complete Idiot's Guide to iPad. They have for Facebook. I my guess would be you would not find that would be a good read. But all you need to know is log into Facebook and look on the left side for groups and go to Actually Laura Dale is a Very Pleasant Person. In addition, there'll be a second one you'll want to go to too. We'll get you on Facebook, just the groups, because once you go into the group, you can post, you can like and interact. But a little more on Laura. So yes. Laura has been in a number of sci-fi movies. She was in Lake Placid versus Anaconda as Tiffany, who was the lead sergeant of the sorority, the blonde-haired young lady who was very, very nasty to most of her charges, including one Heather Gilbert, who was reduced to most of the show, being given a little pail and bucket and told to dig a hole on the beach, which she did with great vigor. And apparently Heather, at the end of the filming, got that bucket and shovel, and she now keeps those as mementos, which is kind of cool. But Tiffany in there, and attractive girl, attractive young lady, not very pleasant, and dead before the end of the movie. So then I was really excited. I enjoyed it. Laura was on, and Heather were both on during the airing of it, and were very interactive and very nice and fun. Took it all in stride, and were really, really fun people to interact with during the movie. So with great enthusiasm, I saw Laura again was now going to be in RoboShark during Snark Week. And there she played Veronica, who was, again, very attractive, very unpleasant, dead before the end of the movie person.
I sense a theme.
Yeah, and so I was kind of asking her about it during that show, and she was like, yeah, I feel like I'm getting a little typecast here. Now, she's done one other movie since then, that's in IMDb, and I was trying to chase the name down. I didn't find it. We could maybe throw it in the blog notes, but I asked her because I, we had a little bit of an interaction today, and I said, we're going to form this Facebook group with sole purpose. The whole purpose of actually Laura Dale is a very pleasant person is that we are going to push hard that in the future, we're trying to convince sci-fi that in future sci-fi movies, she needs to be in them, but she needs to be the hero, and she needs to live all the way through the movie. This is what we're shooting for. And apparently, Laura is a very nice person because as some people have been joining, they've been saying, you really need to know, Laura's a very nice person, which I shouldn't have got that impression from her on Twitter, not so much from the movies, but that's because she's an actress, you know. So form the group. We got some things out there. It would be awesome if you folks get on Facebook and if you search on, actually, Laura Dale is a very pleasant person, you're going to be able to find the group. Ask to get an invite. We'll get you in there. Laura and Heather have both joined the group, which is awesome. So they're in the mix too, so you'll see them, and she'll be liking stuff and all those types of things. But this third movie, I was getting this set up, I'm like, so are you still fighting this? And she goes, well, actually, okay, that third movie, that was not kind of in that type. However, she also recently played an Eastern European killer prostitute. So I think she's back, you know, not on the hero side of the equation. So I still think the Facebook group has a purpose, mm-hmm. and so we can drive. So I'm recommending, actually, Laura Dale is a very pleasant person for folks that follow and join that group. But I'm also recommending Facebook groups in general because they're incredibly easy to set up. It's very easy for people to connect. You can make choices at the beginning if you want them opened or closed in terms of being able to control who kind of comes in or not. If you set it up, you've got the administrator power that if you get a couple bad actors in there, you can do the necessary pruning from there. But they are a very quick way to connect people who have similar interests. And so we want to gather all the people who want to support Laura being a hero in a future sci-fi movie so we can talk about that, say good things about Laura and badger sci-fi. But there are many other groups you can create too. And so the other little side recommendation is when you go and do your search on actually Laura Dale is a very pleasant person and do that group join, you may then want to follow and do a little search on something called Harbor Day and join Harbor Day. And Harbor Day, it's another group I formed way back in the day, in the great old days when the New Yorker used to have a very strong social presence to where they were having a weekly hashtag game and they had people compete. For different ideas like, you know, describe, you know, summarize Star Wars in a tweet, those types of things. They had one that was come up with your own holiday. And I came up with a holiday called Harbor Day, which was basically a day somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas where people passively, aggressively reflect on their, anger. So it's basically a negative, passive-aggressive kind of day to just let people kind of complain. There's a lot of people out there that want to do that. And the people on Harbor Day are extremely good at that. And no one supports each other. Everybody's hypercritical, but it's always in this kind of sing-songy, passive-aggressive, like, hey, I thought I'd share this. And people are like, oh, wow, thanks. You know, so it's a great thing. The tone is perfect. So you got to be willing to dust it up a little bit, but it's all in good fun, and it's a bunch of really great people on Harbor Day. Not really. I hate them all, but it's they get it. They do it incredibly well, and it's really fun. So I know you're going to keep your Facebook to a minimum, Mel, but the Laura Dale group and Harbor Day would be good little distractions from time to time.
I thought Harbor Day was a private group, and I don't think I don't think I am in that group.
Well, I'll send you an invite when we get off today, but I
could be wrong. We've talked about this many times before, and I thought when I looked it up, I thought it was a private group.
Well, there's a private, there's a setting for private, which is basically means people can't see the posts unless you're a member of it. But that doesn't influence whether or not you can join or not.
Okay. So, well, like I said, I am Facebook impaired. So any of you else out there who are Facebook impaired, and we could get together and try to figure out how to be members of these Facebook groups without actually participating in the other part of Facebook. Because obviously enough. You have to have a Facebook account, but right. And who, I obviously have one only because I have to have it for work, or else I would have deleted it. However, I have been checking in a little bit more on Facebook lately because people have been friending me and stuff. So, you know, I've been trying.
There you go. Well, you can wash the stain of that friending thing off. Just go into Harbor Day and you would be great in Harbor Day, Mel. You would
I know, because what did we learn last episode is that there is a strong correlation between Mel and Debbie Downer.
Right there. So it's right. You still fared better than I did. So there you go. So again, Laura's, and she's awesome in the movies. I mean, she really does these great over-the-top characters. But we want her to be the winner. We want her to be the hero. So,
yes.
But that's a sci-fi thing. Killjoy sci-fi. And moving on to social media recommendations, my social media recommendation also ties into what you're catching up to, which is Defiance. And so yes. I'm recommending Trenna Keating, and that's at TR. Whoops, hang on a second here. I just managed to digit. TrennaKeating, Trenna Keating. And she plays Doc Yule in Defiance and does an outstanding job. Trenna's profile reads, visceral Voltan, lover of snark, plays Doc Yule on Sci-Fi's Defiance. And she's Doc Yule. So where are you at in catching up?
Don't spoil the ending because I've heard hints, okay? I've got four. I just finished the episode where Daytek cuts off his arm.
Yep.
So I'm towards the last half. I've been binging.
Okay.
The last couple of days.
You're liking it?
Yeah, I had to catch up on. We had talked before. I had to finish season two because I still had like five episodes of season two. Which, for any of you out there who are also behind on Defiance, if you're an Amazon Prime member, season one and season two are up free on Amazon Prime. They're not up on Netflix, and Sci-Fi doesn't have them. They're telling you to go to Amazon to watch it. So I had to go to Amazon and use my Prime membership to finish watching season two, and then all of season three is up on sci-fi.com. So I am currently working to the end of Defiance. And Doc Yule has always been one of my favorite characters. I love her.
Yeah. And she keeps getting better and better. All kinds of she's a fun one. So but Trenna knocks it out of the park, does a great job playing Doc Yule. Great character, well portrayed. So she's my recommendation for this week.
Okay. I have a recommendation. It's not sci-fi related. This particular individual has, I think, like a lot of followers. Oh, doesn't really need my help. 182,493. It is, for one, I love the name. It's Exploding Unicorn. And it's at Xploding, Ploding Unicorn on Twitter. He is basically a comedy writer. His bio on Twitter says, comedy writer, web comics, giraffe kidnappings, microwavable soups, pick is me in Reader's Digest. He's pretty funny, sometimes offensive on Twitter, but he likes to make a lot of jokes on Twitter where basically his wife is explaining to him what an idiot he is. I find them amusing because, you know, he admits that his wife is much smarter than he is and that he's an idiot. So all men should do this. And I like him because at least he admits it in public. So at Exploding Unicorn on Twitter, he's funny. Y'all should check him out. One, because he has an awesome name, but also because he's funny. And occasionally there are some offensive things thrown in there. So everybody likes to be offended now and again. So there you go.
Excellent. And speaking of Killjoys and people who are stupid, in a moment, you're going to hear from Matt, I'm so conflicted now that I know he actually hears these. I almost feel bad. I don't really. I overcome it. I get through it okay, but you know, I pause a little bit, but then it's a thing. It's a bit. I got to do it. Sorry.
Yes.
But Matt will be filling you in on all the information on how you can connect with us on the YouTubes, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, email, and the like. And he'll give you all the information in a sec. And I don't have anything else for this week except thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter. You can also catch Nurture and Support on YouTube. Just search Nurture and Support or Kelly Toole.
Nurturing and supporting.